Friday, 32nd week, Ordinary Time 1. Reading, first reading from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 13, verses 1 to 9. For all men who were ignorant of God were foolish by nature, and they were unable from the good things that are seen to know Him who exists, nor did they recognize the rough man while paying heed to his works. But they supposed that either fire or wind or sweet air or the circle of the stars or turbulent water or the numeries of heaven were the God that ruled the world. If to delight in the beauty of these things men assumed them to be gods, let them know how much better than these is their Lord, for the author of beauty created them. And if men were amazed at their power and working, let them perceive from them how much more powerful is He who formed them. For from the greatness and beauty of created things come a corresponding perception of their Creator. That the men are little to be blamed, for perhaps they go astray while seeking God and desiring to find Him. For as they live among His works, they keep searching, and they trust in what they see, because the things that are seen are beautiful. That again, not even they are to be accused, for if they have the power to know so much that they could investigate the world, how did they fail to find sooner the law of these things? Second, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 17, verses 26 to 37. As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the day of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married, they were given in marriage, until the day of Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day when Lot went out from Sodom, fire and sulfur rained from heaven and destroyed them all. So will it be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, let him who is on the housetop with his goods in the house not come down to take them away. And likewise, let him who is in the field not turn back. Remember, Lord's wife, whoever seeks to gain his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will reserve it. I tell you, in that night there will be two in one bed, one will be taken and the other left. There will be two women running together, one will be taken and the other left. And they said to him, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there the eagles will be gathered together." Sharing of the reading, the theme, Use the intellect to recognize God's existence and His ways. Human beings tend to love what is beautiful in their eyes more than the value which is hidden inside. For example, one likes a delicious meal but forget about the love of the one who spent time and money to repair that meal. Some are so ingratitude so that they even do not say thank to the host. The same thing can happen to God. Some people like so many things which God created that they forget about His love. Some even forget about the destination which is the eternal life with God. Today reading remind people that they should love eternal more than temporal values. In the first reading, the author of the Book of Wisdom reminded people to examine their faith, to worship the Creator instead of His creature. In the Gospel, Jesus continually reminded people to always prepare for His second coming so that they would not be destroyed as in the great flood, in the day of Noah, or as in the fire and brimstone rain in the days of Lot. Second analysis. First reading. From the greatness and beauty of created things come a corresponding perception of their Creator. There are so many things we can discuss about in today's passage, but we limit ourselves in two main points: God's existence and His attributes revealed to the creature in the cosmos. First, God's existence. According to the author, human intellect and the existence of creatures in the cosmos are enough for man to know God's existence. Saint Thomas Aquinas, based on the principle of cause and effect, which state, if a thing exists, there is a cause for its existence, to rope God's existence. The one who created all things must Himself exist, and we call Him God. Saint Paul used the same way to condemn those who do not believe in God. See Rome chapter 1, verses 18 to 21. Another author said, God created a man with intellect and let him see all effects of his creation while he hides himself to see if that man can recognize him or not. The wise men can use their intellect to recognize God is their Creator. The fool did not use his intellect to reason. Some said the creatures naturally exist by themselves. Some divide many strange explanations such as Big Bang, evolution, etc. The author of the Book of Wisdom gave his viewpoint about the people as follows. For all men who were ignorant of God were foolish by nature, and they were unable from the good things that are seen to know Him who exists, nor did they recognize the rough man while paying heed to his works. Second point. Every creature reveals one or several God attributes. When one looks at a beautiful rose, he must think about the one who created that flower. He must be wiser and more beautiful than that flower. When people see the beautiful light and feel the warmth of the sun, many prostrate and worship the sun itself as a god. But they should reason to know the one who created the sun must be wiser and more beautiful than it. The author of the Book of Wisdom remarked the reason why many people did not recognize God, because they judged things according to their appearances and did not use their intellect to reason more deeply. According to him, human intellect should help them to know that the one who created all beautiful things must be more beautiful than all things were combined. The one who created all strong creatures must be more powerful and stronger than all creatures. The more powerful and the more beautiful creatures are, they must help people to recognize their creator. Nine Saint Paul, the author, condemned those who refused to believe in God. He said that again, not even they are to be accused, for if they have the power to know so much that they could investigate the world, how did they fail to find sooner the law of these things? Second, the Gospel, the second coming of Jesus. Third point, people failed to repair. Although people were warned about all dangers which are about to happen, they still don't want to repair for them. Why aren't people repaired? They probably think these dangers can never happen. Experience has taught people many lessons. No one knows what will happen. For example, the event of September 11, 2000 happened in New York and Washington, D.C., or Katrina hurricane happened in New Orleans. Some may think the last day or their death are still far away. They want to fully enjoy life until they see some kind of warning sign. Then they will repent. But the main reason why people do not repair is that they value the riches more than the creator. Jesus reminded them of the true events which were recorded in the Book of Genesis to illustrate the foolishness of those who do not want to repair. First, the Great Flood. As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married, they were given in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Second, the fire and brimstone rain. Likewise, as it was in the day of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day when Lot went out from Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. Second point. What will happen and things needed to do on the last day? First, all things will be quickly happened people will have no time to repair. When that day comes, people need to realize the following. It is not the time to protect material belonging. Let him who is on the housetop with his goods in the house not come down to take them away. It is not also the time to come home. Wherever one is, let him stand there. And likewise, let him who is in the field not turn back. Jesus reminded people the story of Lot's wife. She turned to the column of salt because she ignored the angel warning. People must have the courage to escape what will happen on that day, as Jesus advised. Whoever seeks to gain his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will reserve it. Second, there is no confusion between the good and the wicked on that day. The angels of God know exactly who they are. The angels will put a seal on every of God's servants, while other angels will destroy the wicked. Jesus gave some example about this accuracy. I tell you, in that night, there will be two in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. There will be two women grinding together. One will be taken and the other left. Application in life. God give us the intellect to recognize His existence to His creature. We must not worship His creature instead of Himself. Two most important things to be repaired for the last day are to firmly believe in Christ and to love everybody. God has warned the people many times and advised people to be always ready. However, there will be many people who do not repair until the last minute, and they will be destroyed forever. Amen.